In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word of God for our Holy Trinity meditation is recorded in Paul's letter to the Romans. We read the 5th chapter, the first 5 verses. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. This is God's Word. In the name of God, the only true and living One, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dear fellow redeemed. American Pharaoh. Do you know that name? American Pharaoh won the Triple Crown in 2015. If you watched the Preakness yesterday, you saw that Nyquist is not going to repeat that rare feat as he lost. It is not a common thing for a single horse to win that coveted Triple Crown. 3 is a number that's on our minds on this Holy Trinity Sunday for quite a more majestic reason. We just confessed in the creed that bears the name of the Father of Orthodoxy, Saint Athanasius, our belief in the one true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the only true and living One whom we worship. He is 3 persons, 1 God. He is not 3 gods like Islam teaches, but rather is 1 God. Or I should say, as Islam believes that we teach, that we worship 3 gods. Our God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord, is one. The Apostle Paul was basing his words in this letter on the Roman Christians' belief in that Holy Trinity, in that triune, that 3-in-1 God. And in this section of his letter, he describes to them what I'm going to call a triple crown. A triple crown that has 3 jewels in it. The 3 jewels of the triple crown that God gives to us, that God presents to us as believers in Him. Look with me this morning then at, as the triune God presents us with a triple crown. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hope of the glory of God and in our sufferings. And love from God the Holy Spirit has poured out into our hearts. Jesus' triumph over another trio, sin, death, and Satan, gives us that first jewel in the triple crown that the triune God presents us, peace. The apostle wrote, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. The Holy Spirit's sanctifying work is creating living faith in our dead hearts. And by that living faith, we now have access to the declaration of not guilty that God spoke over the entire world when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We stand and continue to stand in that peace that we have with God, in that reconciliation, that ending of the enmity between us and our Father. If you can, think back this morning to some time when you were a child, when you were growing up, and your father caught you doing something wrong. And there you and I were, standing before him, terrified and tearful. And then peace flowed over us like a giant wave when our father said, "Don't worry. I've already forgiven you for what you did wrong. I'm your father. You're my child. I have already forgiven you. You and I are at peace." Then we have the thought that occurred to us at that moment, I'm always standing in that peace. I'm always in that forgiveness that I know my father has for me. So his peace isn't something that comes and goes, but I'm standing in it. I'm always standing under it, as I know that when I do something wrong, Father forgives me. You have disobeyed your Father in heaven. You have chosen to live your lives the way you want, rather than the way God commands you to live them. You and I have not been faithful stewards of our lives or of our goods. We have not put God first. We have not put our neighbors first in our daily lives. You and I stand unrighteous in the presence of the righteous God. And we deserve nothing but his anger and his punishment. What do we get? Children, I have already forgiven you all of your sins. I have already removed the guilt and the power, the condemnation of your sin by laying that all on my eternal Son, Jesus Christ. I'm always your father. You're always my child in that covenant that I made with you in your holy baptism. You and I are at peace. We're reconciled. The enmity has been removed. It is through that faith that the Spirit works that you and I constantly stand in that peace. We are constantly under that shower of God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ as we go about our daily tasks. It is through faith in Christ that we ever stand in security with our Father in heaven. In a world that offers no peace, God gives us that peace. We have seen that peace and experienced that peace that the world cannot give in our Lord Jesus Christ. And you have heard me promise hundreds of times over the years, and it remains true when I say it later, God willing, today, the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, shall guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Next to that first jewel in the triple crown that the triune God presents to us is the jewel of hope. Hope of the glory of God. Hope even in the midst of our sufferings. We hope one day, first, to possess the glory of God. This is not the glory of God that makes God God. That's His glory. He doesn't share it with any created being. That's all the things that make God God, particularly His holiness, His righteousness, His hatred for sin. It is the majesty and the mystery of His divine being, that oneness that is His in three separate and distinct persons. No, this is the glory of God that you and I fall short of. It is that perfect obedience. It is that perfect righteousness in our natures. It is what Adam and Eve had before the fall into sin, in their perfect knowledge of God, in their perfect desire to do God's will and serve Him with their lives. We know what gets in the way of that now. Our sinful nature, our sinful flesh. We hope of the glory of God, which means that one day when we rise, we will rise without our sinful natures. We will once again be like Adam and Eve, perfectly holy, perfectly righteous, with full knowledge of God, with full desire to do His will, with one difference. We will be locked into that holiness. Satan will not be able to tempt us like he tempted Adam and Eve. We will not have a free will of whether or not to obey God or to disobey Him. We will be locked in our perfect righteousness. We will be locked in as only new man who knows God and only loves Him and only serves Him. That is our hope. To no longer have sin, to no longer sin, to no longer be tempted by sin. We don't actually have to actually wait to hope in the triune God. We have a hope now already, even in our suffering. Paul writes that we'll rejoice not only in that hope of the glory of God, but we also now already rejoice in our sufferings. Because sufferings work perseverance. Think of like an athlete that's suffering in his training to build up his perseverance. And perseverance works character. Character is that humble trust that things will work out. That humble trust that what God has given me I can use and will be victorious. Christian character is saying to God, I know You're right and I know it'll work out, so I'm putting myself into Your hands. That's character. And that character works hope. That gives us hope. Hope of God taking care of us. Hope of that better day. So even now, as we rejoice in our sufferings, and as those sufferings were perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope, hope will not disappoint us. Because we will then experience that hope of the glory of God. Besides the jewels of peace and hope, there is that third jewel of the triple crown that the triune God presents to us, and that is love. Because God has poured out His love into hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. Go back again to when you were a child, or think of your children or you children. Is there much worse in you children's lives than to have an expectation of your parents, or maybe even more, your grandparents, and they let you down? They don't really come through with that expectation. And then you begin to think, well, they don't really love me, because if they did, they'd meet my every expectation. Parents, what's the last thing you want to do? Grandparents, what's the last thing we want to do? It's disappoint our children or our grandchildren. To not meet their expectations of love. God, our Father, never doesn't meet expectations of love. Oh, sometimes we think He does. Because sometimes we think when we give Him our own expectations, or we give Him maybe sinful expectations, that He should fulfill those. And then we think He hasn't given us love because He doesn't do it, when in fact He has given us His love by not doing it. God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. That love for us in Christ Jesus. That love for us in accepting the sacrifice that His Son made to pay for our sins. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and gave His Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. How do I have that love? How do I know that love and trust in it? The Holy Spirit, through the gospel in word and sacrament, has put that love into my heart by the means of grace. God has poured out and continues to pour out His love into our hearts. Just to change tracks a little bit here, think of a watering can. And at the end of the watering can is a spout. And most spouts, do they have one big hole in the middle? Or do they have a lot of different holes? So that when you pour the water out, all the water comes out, but it comes out in a nice, gentle, consistent rain, so that the water takes care of the entire plant. That's the way God pours out His love on us. We think God should have one spout and pour all of His love on us in one fell swoop that we want. But in fact, God pours out His love for us consistently, gently, each and every day through His promise of our Savior Jesus. The Holy Spirit endows that Father's love by His Son to nourish, to water our spirits. Peace in Christ, hope of the glory of God, and in our suffering. The love from God that the Spirit has poured out into our hearts. Those are the three jewels of our triple crown. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him, which is the work of the Spirit, shall have everlasting life. God has graciously given us saving faith in what Jesus did on the cross by the sanctifying work of the Spirit. St. John also wrote a wonderful confession of faith for us in his first epistle about God's love that has made us His children. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. No triple crown winner in horse racing this year. Whether there'll be one next year, or when there'll be another winner of racing's triple crown, is an unknown. It is an uncertainty from year to year. The triune God presents us with a triple crown, A triple crown that is known. A triple crown that is certain. Hour upon hour. Day upon day. Day upon year. With its three jewels of peace and hope and love. And together we wear that crown. And together we stand in the winner's circle. Amen.